Let's put a song so you can sing along with a special guest or two.
Or two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and today's John's Pick guest is Kendra Beltran, everyone. Woo!
Thank you for having me back to talk about one of my first loves.
Okay, because I honestly, picking the movies and the guests for this month, I'm always just like, I wonder if they saw it. And I, you know, there was a strong chance you didn't see this one because there was a lot of stuff that happened in the 80s. But it sounds like you have. And today we're here to talk about The Chipmunk Adventure from 1987. Mm-hmm. The screenplay is by Janice Carman and Ross Bagdasarian Jr. I'm going with it. Directed by Janice Carman. And according to IMDb, the Chipmunks compete with the Chipettes in a round the world race. So I don't even remember the last time I've seen this movie. Let's put it that way.
It's hard to find. It's not. I got to watch it on YouTube. Unfortunately,
so did I.
This isn't something that I own. I would rent it a lot. I rent it too much.
I feel like my mom recorded this from TV or something.
Oh, that's a good way to go. Saves on rental fees.
Yeah. I feel like. So the other day I was scrolling on TikTok and I came across The Girls of Rock and Roll. Hmm. And I was like, I remember this song. Like, I remember I was having nostalgia and everything. And I was like, we should do this. And then I was like, let's have Kendra come on because this is up her alley.
It definitely is. I love the Chipmunks. I love the cartoon. I love this version. I even love the new ones, not the Nickelodeon version. They made them look so weird on the Nickelodeon series. I won't even recommend looking it up.
But the CGI movies from like 10 years ago.
The Squeakquel, Road Chips, yeah. Such a good play on words too. I love like the dad joke of it all. But yeah, and fun fact, this, when they had the first movie come out, only McDonald's toys I've ever gotten all of them. I went to so many McDonald's in the LA area to get all six of them, and they have traveled with me since then. I love them so much. And the Chipmunks don't get enough credit for being like a great boy band and also a really good introduction to pop music as kids. Like, I learned Madonna, I learned Michael Jackson, I learned so much music, Cyndi Lauper, from the Chipmunks and Chipettes too.
And I feel like the Chipettes were my first divas. You know, this is before Britney. This is before Kesha. This is before anybody else. The Chipettes were like every little gay boy millennial's first divas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Britney, boss bitch. Let's just get straight. Like, Jeanette's there for the ride, my girl. And then Eleanor, she's a queen. I feel like if they ever did, like, if that chick from Bridgerton, who's, like, the season's about her, I guess, right now, Nicola, whatever, yes, that blonde girl. If she ever hosts SNL, they better let her be, like, Eleanor in a skit. She just has that face, so cute. Oh, she would be so good. And I hope she can sing. I just assume anyone can sing if they're like famous. They take lessons and they can sing of some sort.
Honestly, at this point, because you never know when they're like, we want you to do a musical movie, because they're coming back. So, but this movie, honestly, I forgot almost everything about this movie. But then while watching it, I was like, oh, like the design of Miss Miller seems familiar, and things started like clicking, but not 100% for me.
Remembered a lot of it, but there was for certain parts, the Chipettes just going scuba diving with no instructor, no lessons, was wild. Just the plot alone, I remember the initial plot is like these millionaire people are going to send these children in hot air balloons around the world to deliver, unbeknownst to them, diamonds in return for cash. Da, 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 da. But I was like, today this would be a YouTube stunt. that someone would do. Then,
This is Mr. Beast or something would do something like this.
God, his promoted ads on like X, Twitter, whatever, where he's like, I buried myself alive, or I sent someone to a grocery store. Stop, stop, Mr. Beast. I can't.
But yeah, with this one, I was just like, how are they not seeing the red flags? Because Simon and Jeanette are the brains of their respective groups. So, like, you would, I mean, yes, they're supposed to be children, the chipmunks, but also Simon is wickedly smart. So it's like,
He knows, but he's also like, oh, we don't have an income without Alvin. Let me go do what he's like. That he was the Harry Styles of the, let's just face, he's the face, you know? So he's like, I gotta go along with it, even though Niall's the better one. One Direction. But yeah, he's like, I gotta
One.
go along, make sure Harry's safe.
And then like, God, I forgot like how, because in the recent movies, they kind of change their personalities a little bit, I feel like. And it feels like Alvin is like, this movie is so like, oh, we don't give a fuck. Like, we're gonna, set you on fire? Cool. We're gonna almost eat you? Okay. Like,
Shark attacks, the tribal people taking them for sacrifices. This was a children's movie.
it was a children's movie in the 80s.
And the smoking, Claudia and Klaus smoking in the beginning, I was just like, I mean, my mom smoked like my entire life during her pregnancy. Like, I am an 80s kid through and through, but even that was shocking to see now. You're just like, what?
Honestly, the YouTube, I don't, we probably watched the same YouTube video. It like looked good. 'Cause you watch some movies from the 80s and there's like a
Yeah, like
weird soft filter or like the
even
animation's a little
shows from like
crude.
20 years ago. I try to watch like House, like, the doctor show, even
Yeah.
that, it looks a little dated, but this looks great.
This looked like it just came out. I was like, oh, whoever did the HD of this, like, keep going. If this is HD, unless this is how it was, because like you saw every detail, and they like were very detailed oriented when they were drawing it, down to like the water droplets on the dog.
Oh, Sophie.
Like, oh my goodness, this movie. Although I will say, not a lot of song. Not a lot of songs in this.
There's more songs than I remember because we're gonna get to what is there. My Heart Will Go On, there, I Want It That Way, there, Oops, I Did It Again of this movie. But there are some good, background players, some good Niall. Liam Payne's, Howie DeRose, Chris Kirkpatrick's of the bunch.
Was gonna like, we have the opening credits and then we go for 15 minutes ish. Without any songs. And I was like, I remember them singing a lot
Just for
in.
being the Alvin, they're a group, they're a musical group. It should have been very
Very.
musical. Like,
Well, I
sing a song
mean,
about wanting to go to Europe.
we did get some songs, which was great, but like, there's others. I found like there are three, I think, that were on my list that I didn't hear at all. They may have just been on the album. The soundtrack or something. But yeah, it's also the opening credit. There's the chipmunk and Chipette designed by Sa Sandra.
Sandra, just Sandra. I was
I'm
going,
like,
okay,
fierce.
Sandra.
Get it, Sandra.
And I was like, okay, cool.
The other thing that I thought about this movie is like the rules of animals are insane because we're following animals, if you think about it. Yes, they're called kids and everything, but they're chipmunks.
And they're
At
like
least the
4 feet tall or something. Which is
they are
terrible.
abnormally large. And then obviously the recent movies fixed that by like we're actually gonna make teeny tiny. But then you have like the dog, the sharks. The camels, all these other animals
Penguin.
that I was expecting, well, the penguins. The penguins, like, if all of a sudden that penguin started talking and it was
Yeah.
like,
Thanks, guys. It's
if
rotating like in a steep voice.
it was a very deep voice, James Earl Jonesy voice, I'd be like, yes, this makes 1,000% sense.
Yeah, I was talking to my husband this morning because he's out of town for some work stuff, and I was like going over the scuba diving, and he's like, "Honey, it is a movie about talking chipmunks. You need to let it go."
Right.
I was like,
And also they know how to fly a hot air balloon, even though we never see them actually fly the hot air balloon.
it just
Also,
goes.
why a hot air balloon?
I mean, call back to Around the World, 80 Days, but still, like, honey, that is so dangerous. I wouldn't get in one now with a person that knew how to do it. That's, I'm new.
Right, and they have to exchange. So the whole premise is that they are put into a competition, the chipmunks and the chipettes, to put dolls full of diamonds, basically they're mules, in random places in different cities around the world, and to collect another doll full of cash. And I was just like, how did they have this whole operation with the chipmunk and chipette dolls? Because okay, so I obviously I didn't watch the series before this and everything, so I'm like, are they world famous?
They
Like,
are. I mean, they mention it, they slightly mention it before Girls of Rock and Roll, where like Alvin's like, well, we have a lot of crowds and stuff because we're like famous. But I don't know if at this point the Chipettes have joined them in the fame because they're like, oh, us too. And then Jeanette's like, girl, no, there hasn't been. So at that point, don't know if they're like on the Chipmunks level, but that also was weird because like, why is Dave going? Or, like, if they're world famous, why is Alvin so peeved about not going? Shouldn't he have already toured the world?
Ben.
Like, so that's a little.
And also, how long is Dave gone for? Because they're in the hot air balloon, and there's a moment later in the movie where our main villain, the sister, I forget her name, where she's like, I
Claudia.
haven't Claudia, she's like, I haven't heard from anybody in 2 days. So you're like, how long is this going on for?
Feels like maybe a week or two, I hope. But there's like that one scene, the like kind of montage where like they're not letting Theodore get food. I'm like, this poor child, let him eat. Let him eat.
Well, I mean, and that's theater's kind of a dum-dum, I'm not gonna lie. Like all he thinks about is food, and that's it. Like,
They had a really good episode when I was little where he's kind of aware of his weight and he tries to lose weight by going like making a sauna in the school bathroom, like the locker room. And I just remember like as a kid being like as an overweight kid being like, what the, like, am I supposed to think like this? And it was really weird. He actually brings the weight back up in Shipwrecked. I believe it's Eleanor though that brings. So, you know,
oh,
we're teaching about body positivity and acceptance too.
and like the chipmunks and the chipettes are like dating their counterparts. Yes, is that the lore? Is that what?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, they pair up and they are kind of connected to their color combination. A very good origin story for the Chipettes if you've never checked out like how they came to be. It's so cute, from an orphanage to America. Oh, love it. I think it's I have like a
Okay.
Chipettes best of DVD, but I don't know if the origin's on there. I'd have to look.
Yeah, because
I love
I'm
Chipmunks.
assuming they have a Dave of some sort.
They lived in like a big, amazing, like tree house type thing situation, and they end up moving in with Miss Miller at some point.
Oh, okay. Miss Miller, the hard of hearing
This
character.
woman, that woman, trying to sleep with Dave from the get-go. She's thirsty.
I mean, it's the 80s, so they were like, fuck it, we need to fill the time somehow. So let's have people smoking, let's have the chipmunks and chipettes in a hot air balloon, and everyone's horny.
Allude to Dave being drunk. She's like, Dave, you need to stop drinking, when he like makes the call to get them.
Yes.
I was like, you're just letting anything fly.
To to when that call happened, I was like, this is the payoff to the joke you set up earlier. Yes? Like, she's hard of hearing, but because she thinks the chipmunks are with Dave, this is the joke. Yeah? Okay. Understand.
What?
Let's
Of
move on.
course.
Let's move on. Oh, Simon's about to get eaten by a tribe. Okay.
Bye. See you later, Dave. Oh, I
Oh my
smell it.
goodness.
Worst babysitter, only second to that lady who died, and don't tell mom the babysitter's
She's
dead.
dead.
Yeah, she even tried to make it through her shift.
Oh my goodness. God, I honestly just finished watching this movie and I was like, this is fun. Like, yes, there's so many red flags. Yes, there's like a lot of questionable things happening, but like
It's fun.
it's for us 30-year-olds in 2024.
It's like kids' movies today, so good. The animation's great. The stories are great. I love the like. I just saw Inside Out 2. That is gonna win like best animated next year. I feel sorry for any other cartoon coming out this year. It's so good. Maya Hawke's amazing as Anxiety, but it's like that's such a deep story for a child. This is just fun. These are chipmunks just going around the world trying to have a race. It's not in depth or anything. It's not making us think about our emotions.
I
It's
feel
just
like though this
we
movie
lost.
is not teaching the kids of like Stranger Danger or something, which
It's not.
they should, because they're in a diner.
Looked like a soda shop but with like arcade game. I don't know. The 80s
Yeah,
were.
and I was expecting that I mean, they're playing Around the World in 80 Days as an arcade game. And there's a point where they're racing through like mountains or something. And I was expecting that to happen to them, but I guess we got like, only so far with like hot air balloons and a race.
Yeah, there's really so much you could do. And I think they did a lot. They were crashing a lot. Don't know how they kept getting it back up into the air.
Don't
That's
worry about it. It like your husband said, it's an
Yeah.
80s kids movie. Who
About
cares?
talking chipmunks.
About talking chipmunks. Singing chipmunks, actually. So they've got a lot of songs in this.
Yes. Oh, just starting out the gate with that intro, I was like, okay, love it. It's adventurous. It is like I wrote down quintessential like 80s, 90s family movie song to like set up a movie. I wrote Beethoven, Leave It to Beaver. I look up Randy Edelman, Beethoven, and the 90s, Leave It to Beaver. I was like, oh, well, there you go. And he also did Drop Dead Fred, my number one favorite movie, and Kindergarten Cop, one of my other films. So I
But
was like, Randy, more like this.
so Randy also wrote Off to See the World, which is the montage song that you're like, you all should have died at least five times already.
It was like since it's the 80s, you'd think montage like the makeover montage. Not this was kind of like a more inspirational one, or like a
This
kind of
was
different.
we got to get, because they have to go to what, like 12 cities each or something
Yeah,
like that. So they're like,
that's
we got to
true.
get through 12, like at least 10 of them.
That one was good. But yeah,
Like,
it starts off strong.
and then we get them doing a cover, like covers of Woolly Bully. And I believe that's it. Like, the other songs sound like they were too specific for
Yeah.
this movie, unless they were like, well, we've got Diamond Dolls. Let's
Yeah.
figure it out. But the Girls of Rock and Roll.
This is
What?
it.
Oh God. They apparently did this in a movie, like a recent movie. They covered
Did
it.
they? Who?
Yeah, it was
What? When? Where?
the Chipmunks,
Oh,
the
did they?
Chipettes. Yeah, hold
My
on.
God, how did I miss this?
Because I went on a whole little dive of this, because it's sometimes called the Girls and Boys of Rock and Roll, because obviously the second one. Oh, maybe I'm misunderstanding. Oh no, the chipmunk advent the Squeakquel.
Okay. It's
It
been
was
a
in the
while.
Squeakquel
Oh,
video game, apparently,
okay.
but I could have sworn I saw it because they were introduced in the Squeakquel, right?
Yeah, the Chipettes.
I could have sworn I saw that it was their introduction song.
Our kids on the last day actually watched the Squeakquel, and I was like, that's when I take my lunch. And I was like, should I just like stay? But I was like, nah, I want some quiet. But yeah, I don't remember it in there, but it's been a minute since
It's
yeah.
been a minute, but I wouldn't be surprised, in other words, if they were like, oh, let's get the rights so we can put them introduce it to a new generation of people. And this one, I was, oh my God, this is
It's
like everything you want in a song.
When they're like hanging out of the hot air balloons and just Brittany and Alvin are going back and forth, I'm like, live. Even as a kid, I would rewatch that scene over and over, and the dance moves, their bodies just like,
I'm gonna
oh.
rewatch it after this,
And
probably,
sometimes
because
I'll go on YouTube and just watch that scene, not know.
I'm so happy I was reminded of this banger of a song, and like there's that moment where the Chipettes are on the basket of the hot air balloon as it's rotating, and I'm like, fuck yes, this is everything. There's also like, talk about paying attention to detail. There's another moment in the song where they're on the basket, not when it's rotating, but they're like swaying or something. And you see Eleanor and Brittany, and you see Jeanette's back. But like Jeanette is swaying with them. It could have been an easy cop out that they were like, we just, this is her back. Who cares? But like they paid attention to this.
It's just like exquisite. Again, this is the song. This is
This
like
is the song. Yeah, this.
I would top in like most I'd say quintessential of the 80s. Because I think of
Yeah.
Alvin and the Chipmunks, I know they date back to like the 60s and stuff with their Christmas music, but like they are an 80s thing to me because of the sitcom or the series. But so good. Everything about it. And the Chipettes, they really let them shine most in this, which they could have let Alvin and the Chipmunks, it's their kind of thing, but they let the Chipettes shine. And I like that.
I
Girl
honestly feel like the
power.
Chipettes had more songs than the Chipmunks.
They did.
Because you have
They got the better ones.
Yes. Like Getting Lucky, which is the one with the snakes.
I forgot. That was one I forgot about. And as soon as it started, I was like, yup. Yes. Okay.
Those
Get
snakes.
lucky. It's kind of like their country pop it. Like, I feel like Kacey Musgraves or Maren Morris would cover this and do really well.
And then they have Eleanor leads My Mother, which is heartbreaking, but also you're like, why? I guess they were like, well, we have to get it so that they realize what's going on, the chipmunks and chipettes. And so they were like, let's go to Antarctica.
In their harem costumes with jackets. So their pants are like totally just sheer, but they're like, we're warm. They're also covered in hair. They're rodents, but still.
But
It is. I was like, harem clothes in Antarctica.
also the amount of clothes that they throw out, and you're like, you only wear one thing.
Brittany's could like Southern Belle cotillion dress. She wouldn't let like Jeanette throw. I was like, where
The
were you wearing
fuck?
this? Why? That's me on a 4 day trip though. I'm like, I need to take everything. You never know what you're gonna want to wear.
True, but like, why the cotillion dress?
You never know. I used to take like a gown, like not a gown, but like a really nice dress, and I'm like, go to my mom's in the middle of the California desert where I'm just gonna go to like Walmart with her when I visit. Why am I taking a dress? It all look nice when we play apples to apples with my cousins.
I did like that moment too, where they're getting attacked in the desert before they are in the harem, and before get way before getting lucky, and they're using like their suitcases
Yeah,
to
there's a block.
block things, and they're throw like though I feel like the Chipettes have it together more than the Chipmunks.
Oh, most definitely. Working with children, girls are definitely there first. My young boys, you're gonna get there. My young girls, there would be times I'd forget the girls were even there because they just had it together. I knew I could trust them, but the boys would be like watching like a hawk because I'm like, they're gonna try to lick a shoe. One would eat the plastic bags. He would just, I'm like,
There's just something about how, like, even watching again Mr. Beast videos where they set men and women against each other, like the women always work together and build each other up and everything, and they're like, we have to solve this problem together, and the men are just like
Lord of the, yeah, it's a Lord of the Flies.
Yeah, they're like Cookie Monster when he's eating cookies.
I mean, that's all of us when there's cookies.
True, but like that's how they talk.
Oh yeah, you're like, Alvin, what are you doing? Yeah,
Alvin.
they get into their own thing when they're in that tribe situation. I was like, what in the Lost is this? I've never watched that show, but I assume that could happen.
It's like, do I want to mention this now? I'm going to mention this now. That tribe is just like them being casually racist or something.
Oh, the racism in this. There is that. There is when they are in Mexico. I will flat that
Mexico.
song. I will flat that song all day when we get there. I was like,
Yeah. But then it's,
is the
there was,
80s.
so. The other thing that was a little confusing for me, I thought that the butler for the villains were in cahoots with another like
Like game, yeah.
mafia gang something. And then you wait until the very end to be like, no, this is like the FBI.
Yeah, Interpol. Like I was like, wait, what?
Since when?
Twist.
And that's the thing too, because like the guys that are following the chipmunks trying to stop them,
Yeah.
or I don't know
Yeah,
what they're
they.
trying to do, but they look like villain. Like they look.
Yeah, it was very villainous. They're like, I think they're trying to kill these children, and they at no point do you. I guess that's the big M. Night Shyamalan twist right there, is that they were actually trying to help them. Maybe he's a secret producer somewhere in this movie.
Oh God, but like they couldn't have had a badge or something. Like if they created a weird conflict that didn't need to happen.
Yeah. Put a
I
lot of
feel.
lives at danger.
Yeah, and then you're because half the movie I'm just like, okay, so one group is trying like the siblings are just trying to turn these kids into mules, and then another gang, mafia, family, whatever, are trying to take their money and diamonds and everything. And I'm like,
And with the
okay.
little like Sultan kid, and he's like helping the good
Listen.
guys, but then he's like, I'm gonna keep these girls. Like, if you're in the FBI, Interpol, whatever, you're like, hey, little kid, you can't just be keeping humans.
Listen, you horny little bastard. Like, I don't care who you are.
You can't keep these rodent girls, okay?
No, that's called kidnapping and human trafficking.
Yeah, it's this movie is a lot of crime, a lot of true crime happening
A
in this
lot, again, 80s, but a lot of crime.
movie. I was like, let's. And then I thought, if they're gonna remake a bunch of stuff, they have. I wonder why they didn't try to do this movie with the live action CGI. I mean, they've come up with great stories on their own, but I think they could have done this if they wanted to.
Yeah, because
Have to switch some things up,
oh, yeah, of course.
but
But like at the end of the day, it's Alvin and Brittany are too hard-headed to admit that they like each other and they are trying to one-up each other. and win the money. So, okay, we're here for a little competition. That's fine. But
They're
do we
like
need them
the
to be
Britney and
the
Justin,
rules?
I guess. The rodent.
What?
They're like the Britney and Justin of the rodent world. Like they
Well, I was
were could have been a power couple, but their better part, I think, is kind of.
true, but also like if you wanted a competition aspect of it and them to travel the world, did they need to be mules?
Yeah.
I guess for some conflict or something.
I mean, how else would they go about it?
True, and we need an antagonist of sorts.
I mean, in the movies, I know David Cross was a good foe. He was so good as a villain, like the
Yes.
Squeakquel.
Sorry, for a
I
second, I was like, Dave was a villain?
No, David
I
Cross.
thought you meant,
No,
yeah.
not
I
Jason
for
Lee.
not
A
Jason Lee.
wonderful Dave. Which, side note, Dave doesn't get a lot. I don't see him a lot. I do a lot of lists. I make a lot of lists. And Dave never gets a mention in like a good TV dad or movie dad. Like, and he took in like,
Because is
you know,
he?
creatures. I think he is. He's a, you know, he's giving them work. He's like, other people can just exploit them. He's like being a good dad and manager. He inspired Kris Jenner, and then Kris Jenner made it a bad thing.
You heard it here. Hot takes from Kendra Beltran. I don't know where else to go with this. Do you have anything else you want to talk about before we get to Sharp and Flat? It's a little
true,
fast of
like
an episode.
not most of my things are just like what was sharp, what was flat, because some of these songs I was like, girl. If
Right.
like, and I'm trying to think of when the series was because they were getting like the rights to Madonna, the rights to like Cyndi Lauper, things like that. And I'm like, I couldn't have gotten the rights to some of the bigger pop songs of the 80s for this film.
I guess that's probably another legal thing, 'cause like you have to think about, I'm sorry, I'm looking up Janis Carmen on IMDb. She wrote until 1995, The Easter Chipmunk, it looks like, and then Alvin and the Chipmunk TV series was from 1983 to 1990.
And they had all the rights to so many of those songs then. So I'm like, why didn't we
Honestly, I
get
have no
the.
idea. Oh, and Janis Carmen voiced Theodore.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for her. This is like her project.
Her rodent baby.
And she's a voice actor in the recent TV series.
Oh, the Nickelodeon. Oh, it's nightmarish, is what it is.
Yeah, she voices Brittany, Theodore, and Jeanette, who were her voices, like her characters
Oh,
throughout, it looks like.
she's like, I'm ride or die. Okay.
She like wrote, directed, and starred in. Like her career is the Chipmunks I'm looking at. There's very few other non-chipmunk related things
He's got like a big
on
like
all of her.
chipmunk or die like tattoo like chest
At this point, she may as well,
piece. Respect. I love it. I love chipmunks too. I don't know why chipmunks and ducks were like so cool as a kid. Like I love Alvin, I love Chip and Dale, and then like all the ducks of the 90s, like yeah, DuckTales and stuff.
Oh, and Ross Bagdasarian Jr., the other writer of the movie, voiced Dave.
Oh.
And Alvin? Wait. Hold on.
That's talent then, because that does not sound brutal.
He voiced Dave, Alvin, and Simon. Yeah.
Alvin and
Wow.
Simon, I can see being similar. When I was watching, I was like, I think they probably have the same actor doing Simon and Alvin, but I would not have guessed Dave. I would have guessed that was just some guy,
You know
other
what?
guy.
This makes sense, because I saw another video on TikTok about them recording the movies, and you have they have to slow down, because then they speed up everything to get that high pitch. And I believe it was the two of them that were coaching the other actors, because in the CGI movies, they actually cast different people to play the different parts, which I think works.
Yeah, I mean, in the CGI, I think there's really a big difference in all their voices.
No, it's not,
they're
but
all
like they
kind of,
cast Justin Long and Amy Poehler and other people to
Jesse
Jesse
McCartney,
McCartney, yeah.
Grubbler, some other people. But yeah, to me, I'm like, I think there's more distinctness in their 80s versions, but.
But like, good for them that like this is theirs basically, because they're doing all the they're all the voices, the main voices, and then they had to like fill out, like Claudia and Klaus are different people entirely, Miss Miller as well, and then there's other actors in here that are just additional voices. So
Oh, like the randoms.
Nancy Cartwright is the Arabian Prince. Holy shit.
Oh, shout
Holy shit.
out.
Like, that's
A legend.
amazing. A now legend. I don't know if how what she was at the time. Let me.
Nah, because Simpsons, I think at that point was just the short. And then by then, or she might not even.
She's done other voices, it looks like, yeah. This Bart in the Tracey Ullman shorts were happening at the around this time. She was a voice in the 80s Superman TV show. Yeah, the Arabian Prince. Oh my God, like,
That's
good for
funny.
her.
She was also Bright Eyes in the Pound Puppies, who's my favorite. I love Bright Eyes.
I mean, and I have a feel, is she still doing, she's still doing The Simpsons?
Yeah, they don't go and they do it till the grave for Simpsons,
Oh,
because that's a chick.
and she was Chucky. That's
Oh,
right.
the first, yeah. I think she left.
And then she
At
came
the,
back for this new series, it looks like.
oh,
The other, speaking of
shouldn't have.
Nickelodeon.
Ugh, that nightmares. Those Nickelodeon, stop. The cartoons on the channel should stay 2D. TV should be 2D, not that creepy CGI. That save that for the big screen, not my
Oh
screen.
yeah,
Oh.
especially if you're going stylized like this, and even the chipmunks as well, like they're super stylized animation.
They tried to make them look too human on the Nickelodeon, the newest series. And I was at my mom's. I was like, oh, I heard the voice. I was like, oh, that's Chip. I went go in my nephew's room at the time. I was like, what they do to my babies?
Yeah, no, they don't look good. And it's weird that it's called Alvin and the Chipmunks, because that's what you're going to hear when it is. But it looks like they're back to being 4 feet tall in the Nickelodeon series.
I mean, and that makes sense because they're going to school and everything. And in the movies, it would be a little scary to see a CGI 4 foot tall. Like coming up to
Yeah.
like Jason Lee's waist would be like, oh, ooh, monster.
Oh no, wait. No, they're not. They're
Are they tiny?
tiny. Yes. They're teeny tiny, but they just look big because of all the scenes that the pictures I'm seeing, it's just them. But also what's interesting about the chipmunks is that in this one they're wearing like dresses, turtleneck dresses or
They're
something.
long, like long sweater dress,
But then the Chipettes are fashion,
I always like that.
and then over time, I guess they were like, okay, I guess we could show their legs.
It's just such an iconic thing. Just put him in their colored smocks. It's easy. And
Yes.
he was a single dad. He didn't know. He did. Dave didn't know. He took these little things out of a tree and he was raised it. He's like, I'm just gonna put them in what I got. And he had three sweaters. And he said, there you go.
And the red one has an A on it, so your name is Alvin, of course.
He's like, Andrew, Alan, Alvin.
All right, let's get into sharp and flat, shall we?
All righty.
Sharp, flat.
So in this section, we're going to highlight some moments, whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. What do you want to start with?
I'll start with the bad stuff.
Okay, let's start with flats. So for me, my first flat is for Alvin and Brittany. Their hard-headedness was a little too much for me. It's like listen to Jeanette and Simon. They know what they're talking about. Simon tells the Chipettes, "Hey, I saw on the news a hurricane's coming. Don't go that way. Go a different way." And they're like, and Brittany's like, "Fuck you." Listen, I get it, it's competition, but listen, they are the least competitive ones out of your groups, respectively. So
Yeah, Simon's not here to just be evil. Simon's a good guy. If
yeah.
Alvin told you that, then I'd be like, okay, I'm
Okay,
not
let's let deal
gonna
with this. I also flatted that there's too many perceived villains, I will say. Like, we're following Claudia and Klaus, and then what turns into Interpol, but we for all of the movie up until the end, you think it's another rival family or something. So like it's just too much. It's just a lot. And then my last flat is for the casual racism. Just there. At least, I mean, it could have been worse, I will say, but like it's still pretty bad what they have.
Yes. My friend,
Like, yeah.
I'll piggyback off your racist flat. I did not like the Ay-Ay-Ay song when they were in Mexico. I was like, what are we
No.
doing here? You could have just had like a cumbia, a merengue, kind of like anything that inspired it. You didn't have to go with the accent. I was like, Alvin saw. He's like, Ay-Ay-Ay. Like,
Oh,
no, he did like a
gosh.
Speedy Gonzales. It was not good. The tribe's not good. I hated. I even as a kid, Wooly Bully was not for me. I hated that scene. I did not like the song. I was like,
See, Wooly Bully is a weird song that keeps popping up in things that I cover on this podcast. And I'm like, I get it. It's so recognizable. But like, what? And then that whole conversation with that chief, I don't know what he is, and he says that he wants to hear Wooly Bully, but it's in like a, yeah, you're like, oh no.
my other flat, I never liked that Dave went on this trip, but it was like just him and it didn't seem like business because he's just like buying things, he's just like doing touristy stuff. So I'm like, why couldn't you have taken your kids with you?
Yeah,
Why is this
like,
just like a overwhelmed eat, pray, love situation for him? Like, I've never liked that. I've never gotten my mom would just leave me.
well, then I guess it would go into like a whole like, do we check the chipmunks and they're in a crate? Are they getting seeds? What's going on here? Let's get let's, fuck it, throw them in a hot air balloon, and it's a race.
Are they emotional support animals or your children? We don't know.
Because they are chipmunks.
Other than that, I had no. Oh, wasn't a big fan of the Penguin song. I just, to me,
It
I was like, I
rode the
didn't need.
parking brake, yeah.
It was like, oh, could have been a little more.
Again, I understand. And that penguin had a massive locket on with a I
Yeah.
don't
No question. Because where to get a photo in a locket? He was at Zales. Like,
How
what?
did they have a camera in Antarctica and then get the photo printed?
Found the
What?
exact location of his penguin tribe. I don't know
Found
what they
the
call
exact, and the fact that Eleanor threw the penguin on like a mountain of ice in a cooler, and you're like, Okay.
He can't
Okay.
breathe in there. There's no holes. He's
And
just
then
cold.
later, that penguin went to go star in Happy Feet. Anyway.
Oh, Tom. That
Well,
movie.
I mean, it's interesting because like that's the same color that they use for the Happy Feet penguin, where it's the
The
off-white
mumbles.
gray. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay.
A movie that was great up until the last, but when they introduced the humans at the end, I was like, no, next.
I did it and we blacked it out, so it's fine.
Cute up until that, like we could just kept it cute, and then they're like global warming or whatever they're like message was with, like, yeah, we care about the planet, but this is, again, why can't we just make it happy?
Right.
Happy feet.
It's Happy Feet. It's in the title.
Yeah.
Okay, so sharps. I for sharp the again, like I said, the animation style, it doesn't look dated. It's crisp. It looks like I feel like with the names that I saw that they exported it to like a foreign country to animate. So it kind of did have a kind of Ghibli look to it at moments, especially with Claudia and Klaus, like their design. There's moments where they were like their eyes were bulging out, and I was like, this, I feel like I've seen this in a Ghibli before. I also sharp the attention to detail. My other sharp is for the girls of rock and roll, of fucking course. And then my last sharp is for the dancing snakes. They were fun. I love them. And like, but again, talking about detail, there's like lights, colored lights happening that they go, these snakes go in and out of. And it doesn't look like it's on a loop or something. It looks like they were individually like moving. So good job, everyone, animators.
I also sharp the animation. I like that the chipmunks themselves are very whimsical in drawing, but everything around them's kind of more realistic. Like the people, the
Yes.
backgrounds, but they're just like so cartoony and vibrant. I just was like, I was watching it like there's something different. Like they don't look like the villains. They don't look like anything around them. They're cuter. And I sharp, of course, Girls of Rock and Roll. It's like the cream of the crop of why this movie, I think, has, still a
Yes.
hold on people our age. You're just like, fuck, girls of rock and roll.
Because you're gonna
Thanks.
find it on TikTok or YouTube, and all of a sudden you're like, core memories unlocked.
Yeah, just sitting there with my VCR, putting it in, just ready. Ready
Yeah.
to go. And then I love the snake song. That was like one I did not remember, but then Enslaved was like, I'll be watching this again. If I can get this on Spotify, I'm gonna add it to my playlist. And then I love the intro, just that they don't make movies like that anymore, where they set it up with this fun little just song of just going through the. I love those 90s, 80s movies intros where you're just like going through a neighborhood or some stupid scene like that. And it's like, like that. Love. Like, give me that in like a Leave It to Beaver setting with the white picket fence. And I'm like I rewatched Father the Bride recently, and they have a very long intro that's musical based. And I just, oh, love it. I'm like, this is gonna be great. I just watched Book Club too, and they kind of do that. And I was like, yes, I'm here for it.
But it was the original Father of the Bride, not the remake one, right? That you watched?
Yeah. Steve Martin, yes, all day.
Steve Martin, of course. Any other sharps, any other flats, anything, any naturals, maybe? Because we ran through all of mine. And honestly, like, I feel like this movie still holds up. Okay, here's a different question that I'm now going to ask before we get to the ending other questions. Would you show this to your class?
The smoking part is kind of wild, but they also talk about watching Penny. They love Pennywise, the clown. So I'm like, it's, I know. And this one child was like, I'm gonna be Michael Myers for Halloween. Told me that every day that since Halloween. And that was my first day. Work was Halloween. So I think that it would be okay, and I would show this in class. Would they pay attention with their TikTok brains? I don't think they'd be able to hold
That's
it
not the
together,
question, though, because I feel,
but
I
I would
mean,
show it. I would.
Because I feel like this movie is timeless. Like, yes, there are some things that don't happen today, like a hot air balloon, or like there is no mention of a cell phone, or a laptop, or an iPad, or something. So it is dated, quote unquote, in a way. But I feel like this
But
is a
they're still kids, and I feel like maybe kids, while they love their iPads, they're also do love imagination and fun still at that age.
Yeah.
Like I'm with 4 and 5 year olds, and they're still discovering so much. I feel like this would be a fun watch for them. And
Yeah.
they know the chipmunks because of the more recent movies and Nickelodeon. So it'd be cute to see like their reaction to how where they
Be like,
start.
this is my Chipmunks
Yeah.
kids start. Would
Girls
you
of
add any of
rock
the
and roll. Change your life.
Well, speaking of, would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist? I mean, it's got to be Girls of Rock and Roll.
I would put Girls of Rock and Roll. I'm such like a like female in music empowerment person that the Chipettes are so core to that for me, and boy bands as well. So I feel like this song just is me very represent a very good representation of what who I am as a person.
I also added "Getting Lucky" and "Diamond Dolls."
Oh, Get Lucky's so
"Getting
good.
Lucky" was so good, and then "Diamond Dolls." It starts. There's like a scene, and then it ends. And so, when you put the song together, though, it's a bop. So
Well,
that's just me, though.
agree.
But on that note, Kendra, we blasted through this. We went around the world in not 80 days. But what do you have to plug or promote?
You can go to, I did take a little bit of a break, but I'm coming back with Crushgasm. We're gonna do more of a seasons now since I have to be at work all the time. It's so lame. I'm working on new episodes and I'm working on a new series called Crushes That Raised Us. So I'll be like exploring kind of crushes from like pop culture that we grew up on. Like think of Doug Funny and Patty Mayonnaise and what that taught you, especially being a boy.
Oh.
I used to hate Doug until I thought about it. His crush on Patty and the emotion of like writing about his like feelings in his journal. So like you did not see young boys doing that
Nope.
ever. So I have to give them credit for that, and I will be exploring that. Helga Pataki's obsession, things like Corey Matthews, all of that, and crushes that raises. So I'm excited to hopefully get that started soon. Then I'll be out.
And then what about your other ones? The
Food Show Fanatics will be covering this summer food, the Great Food Truck Race on Food Network, which is always fun because we get to talk crap about people. We get to judge them and their food. I'm a big foodie. And then you could always go to kendrawritestuff.com where you could find all my writings, like listicles, like 22 songs that explain the millennial experience, or movies that have us give off summer vibes, things like that. If you're into lists.
And then maybe we can get Kendra to write a whole like essay on why the Girls of Rock and Roll is like the quintessential 80s song.
I'm pitching for a news music site, right? A new kind of entertainment site, and I've already pitched like this Hill my Lizzie McGuire love homage and why Disney Plus is horrible for not going through with the like reboot of it. So yeah, if he's gonna come back to me, I'm gonna pitch some about the Chipmunks for sure.
Of
Definitely
course.
about how they are such a foundation of boy bands that do not get enough credit, and family bands. We're always talking about the Osmonds and Jackson 5. What about the freaking Chipmunks?
Right. And the Partridge Family, if you want to go back further, but like the Chipmunks. And if this unlocked a core memory for you, I would love to hear about it. You can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and Threads at buttersongpod. The Girls of Rock and Roll is just on my brain right now, and I have nothing else to ask anybody.
When they
And
go rock and roll, that is just one of those notes that you're just like, yes, that's like the like when Whitney, oh, and I'll always love you. You're just like there's just certain notes in music that are just in your heart and your head forever, and that rock and
all you
roll.
had to say was Whitney, and like
Yeah,
anybody
you
could plug
know,
in
you're
whatever
like.
song you're talking about, and you're like, yes, that right there.
Once you and happiness. that one.
And if you want to be part of next episode's conversation, well, still John's picks, and we're going to be talking about Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. We're going to stay in the 80s for a little bit with this one. Kendra, thank you so much for allowing me to throw this one at you and coming back on and talking about it. And obviously, I had a moment of like, maybe this is the one she hasn't seen.
Like this animation is my second favorite type of like movie genre. So if it's
Right. And
animated.
you talk more about 90s stuff. So I was like, maybe I'm gonna get her with this one. Maybe in the future, if we keep doing John's picks, I'll find something for you that you have never seen.
Musicals is so wide. If it's like a muse, like if it's one of your quintessential musicals, I've probably not seen it. But if it's one of those like high school musical or something,
Right, of course.
like I'm there.
If it's a Disney
Yeah.
something, yeah. Anyway, thank you everyone, and bye for now.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.